Thank you. 1972 from the album Chicago 5. That's the first track from that album called A Hit by Varese. And kicking off part two, we had bass player Adam Nitti, and his 2009 album is called Liminal. And from that, we heard Renaissance Man Rebirth. And up next, a new release by Hugh Lloyd Langton, the one-time guitar player for Hawkwind and many solo albums, and played with a lot of other people. Purple Pyramid Records is just releasing a double disc. It's called Rare and Unreleased Anthology, 1971 to 2012. And from disc two, we're going to hear a song called 5 to 4, which was originally on the album that he made in 1999 called Chain Reaction.
We'll be right back. Generation.
Balance.
Policy.
Synchronized.
Mobility.
Management.
Programming.
Organizational.
Concept.
Monitoring.
Parallel.
Phase.
Reciprocal.
Projection.
Logical.
Hardware.
Integrated.
Contingencies.
Yes, I know.
From back in 1969, that's the James Gang from your album. The song is Take a Look Around. And let's get back to Greg Lounsbery's interview with Steve Lukather.
And then the song Hydra of the second album, you know, had kind of a different sound to it. Tell us about that.
Really, that was just the jam in the studio that became a song. That was written by all of us. That was the first band-written song. We were coming off the first album. You know, we it had great commercial success. We sold millions and millions of copies worldwide. We were kind of overwhelmed because we never really played live as Toto until after the first album was done. So we had done a tour. We were starting to listen to the negative criticisms and stuff like that, which one should never do. And we wanted to do something a little bit more prog-ish because that's the stuff we didn't want to be a pop band, even though we got labeled as that immediately because of the accessibility of, melodically of the music and the fact that we had a hit, a couple of hit singles off that record. And this is just our way of answering that particular thing. Strange, there's some really cool stuff on that album. There's some really weird stuff on that album. I haven't listened to the whole thing in a long time. We're putting together a new set list. We might play some of those songs because they are. Some of them are really fun to play, particularly that song.
was a man who walked alone, searching for the girl who had just caught his eye. It was a fool, he cried. His mind had wandered. He blinked and the sky moved ever so slightly. He searched the city. She was nowhere to be found. Meanwhile, she was floating downward, downward. By the wolves in Times Square, fell into an abyss of thin air, innocent, caged in sanctuary. There sat the dragon lord, playing solitary, confined to rule of the holy Moor's deep hell's kitchen. We'll be right back.
I had heard that you did a lot of uncredited session work back in the 70s, kind of a ghost side man, much like Jimmy Page used to do.
Yeah, well, there was a little bit of that. You know, I haven't really thought about that much. I'm writing a book about my life in the studios, which will take me a few years to finish, but there's a lot of interest in it. I did this thing at the Grammy Museum last November where I was telling stories about all my experiences, and my new manager and agents were there, and like, you have to do this book, you have to do this book, so I got started on it right now, so I'm going to tell a lot of those stories in my book, really.
What about Lost Lobotomies, Party in Simon's Pants? What a name.
Well, that was on my second solo record, Candyman, which was really kind of a little offshoot of a jam band that we have called Lost Lobotomies, that we had anyway, and we used to play down at this little club called The Baked Potato. It sort of morphed out of that, and that was a song written by Simon Phillips and myself, which was just, I wanted to write something crazy, you know, because I had just started playing with Simon at that time, you know, and he's so great at all that crazy, you know, he's in Jeff Beck's band, and we had this Love and Mob Vishnu and all the other crazy prog stuff that we grew up listening to that we're still fans of, and so I wanted to write something crazy like that, and he came up with a 17/8 riff, and then we wrote the rest of the song together. I play that during my live solo shows, which I'm going to be doing a bunch of solo shows in Europe and the U.S. over the coming year. So you'll probably hear that one. It's a fun one to play live.
tell us about Creep Motel.
Yeah, well, it was a song I wrote with my buddy Fee Waybill. He came up with the title, and it's really a song about internet haters. And we live in this world where everybody hides behind the fake name and goes on there, and the internet's a double-edged sword. In many ways, it's very positive, and the other ways, it's really dark, and a lot of people are pissed off at the world. And honestly, there's a lot of negativity. It's not really helping anybody anywhere. I mean, what's next? You walk into a room and there's a hologram of like or dislike standing next to you. You get too many dislikes, they throw you out of the room. It's ridiculous. Musically speaking, it's kind of like just a twisted blues, you know? I tried to write some stuff that doesn't have the normal, obvious chord changes in it. I'm rather tired of the way some rock music is produced sonically and some of the rather cliche harmonic choices, you know? It's a Prague. You're a Prague guy. I mean, I grew up in 70s Prague. Yes, Genesis, Pink Floyd even. You know, and some of this stuff kind of follows through my record because, I mean, that's the music that inspired me. So it kind of, I wear my influences on my sleeve, and I'm still a big fan of all this kind of music.
Transition, that's Steve Lukather and Creep Motel. And before that, from Los Lobotomies back in 1994, from the album Candyman, that's Steve Lukather and Simon Phillips together, Party in Simon's Pants, the name of that one. And before that, Toto from the 1979 album Hydra, and that was the title track. And that's a wrap for part two, right here on the
Canvas Prog Hour.